Actually, apart from the fact that the cat is back, it seems that everything else is going to be bad news. First of all, I still haven't been able to solve any riddles. I reread what I've written, then continue to type. First riddle. Where are you now? What are you doing there? Why do you continue to stay away from me? Why don't you want to see me? Is there some reason? I mean, there are so many things that you and I have to talk about face to face. Don't you think so? It takes her some time to reply to this. I imagine her sitting in front of the keyboard, biting her lip and thinking. Finally, the cursor begins to dart across the screen in response to the movement of her fingers. Everything I wanted to say to you, I wrote in the letter I sent. What I most want you to understand is that in many ways, I am no longer the Kumiko you knew. People change for all sorts of reasons, and in some cases, the transformation makes them go bad. That is why I don't want to see you, and that is why I don't want to come back to you. The cursor halts and remains blinking in one place, searching for words. I keep my eyes fixed on it for 10 seconds, 20 seconds, waiting for it to form new words on the screen. The transformation makes them go bad? If possible, I would like you to forget about me as soon as you can. The best thing for both of us would be if you were to complete the formalities of our divorce and begin a whole new life. It doesn't matter where I am now or what I am doing. The most important thing is that, for whatever reason, you and I have already been separated into two entirely different worlds. And there is no way we can ever go back to being what we were. Please try to understand how painful it is for me to be communicating with you like this. You can't imagine how it tears me apart. I reread Kumiko's words several times. I find in them no sign of hesitation, no suggestion that they come from anything but the deepest, most painful conviction. She has probably rehearsed them in her mind any number of times. But still, I have to find a way to shake this impenetrable wall of hers, if only to make it tremble. I go back to the keyboard. What you say is a little vague and difficult for me to grasp. You say you've gone bad, but what exactly does that mean? I just don't understand. Tomatoes go bad. Umbrellas go bad, that I can understand. Tomatoes rot, and umbrellas get bent out of shape. But what does it mean to say that you have gone bad? It doesn't give me any clear image. You said in your letter that you had sex with somebody other than me, but could that make you go bad? Yes, of course it was a shock to me, but that is a little different from making a human being go bad. I would say. A long pause follows. I begin to worry that Kumiko has disappeared somewhere. But then her letters begin to line up on the screen. You may be right, but there is more to it than that. Another silence follows. She's choosing her words with care, as if pulling them out of a drawer. That is just one manifestation. Going bad is something that happens over a longer period of time. It was something decided in advance without me in a pitch-dark room by someone else. When I met and married you, it seemed to me that I had a whole new set of possibilities. I hoped that I might be able to escape through an opening somewhere, but it seems that was just an illusion. There are signs for everything, which is why I tried so hard to find our cat when he disappeared that time. I keep staring at the message on the screen, but still no send mark appears. My own machine is still set to receive. Kumiko is thinking about what to write next. going bad is something that happens over a longer period of time. What is she trying to tell me?